From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Secure Border Act of 2023 has now passed in the House of Representatives and now moves on to the Senate. Representative Dan Newhouse says he voted in favor of the resolution because it includes both border security and ag workforce reform.
Once we got the commitment on the part of leadership in the conference that those two ideas would move together in the event that legislation is sent to the president, then I was very comfortable being able to support the improvements to our border security, which, as you know, have gotten out of hand the last several years. And efforts like this are absolutely essential to protect the sovereignty of our country.
Newhouse says this is unlike anything they've put together before.
I think it was historic legislation that we passed. It's in the Senate now, as you said. You know, in a Democrat majority Senate versus a Republican majority House, obviously there are some areas of contention. But the one fact remains, no matter which party you're in, can't ignore the fact that the border is out of control, and we certainly have a crisis there.
And now Newhouse says he's looking forward to see what the Senate does.
And I'm very anxious for them to tackle this issue and send us back their version so that we can work through conference a compromise that we'll be able to send to the president.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Secure Border Act of 2023 and why it's so important for security, immigration, and ag labor.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.